Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, June 18th, One Take Wednesday. We are still in Romans for one more day, then we'll go over to Luke's Gospel, and we'll end with Proverbs 18, verse 10. Let's say the memory verse together if I can read my own handwriting. Let's see here. And Jesus went throughout all the villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. That's from Matthew chapter 9, verses 35 and 36. Sheep without a shepherd. We're so grateful, Lord, that you have come to be our shepherd. As we read your word together right now, I pray that it would come alive to us and we would be excited about following you and about learning more about your truth. Bless the reading of your word, we pray, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Okay, we're going to begin with Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 21. And y'all, in the Message paraphrase, this is really interesting to read, and also it's tough. It's asking us to do some very difficult things because of Christ's love for us. Love from the center of who you are. Don't fake it. Run for dear life from evil. Hold on for dear life for good. Be good friends who love deeply. Practice playing second fiddle. Don't burn out. Keep yourselves fueled in a flame. Be alert servants of the Master, cheerfully expectant. Don't quit in hard times. Pray all the harder. Help needy Christians. Be inventive in hospitality. Bless your enemies. No cursing under your breath. Laugh with your happy friends when they're happy, share tears when they're down. Get along with each other. Don't be stuck up. Make friends with nobodies. Don't be the great somebody. Don't hit back. Discover beauty in everyone. If you've got it in you, get along with everybody. Don't insist on getting even. That's not for you to do. I'll do the judging, says God. I'll take care of it. Our scripture tells that if you see your enemy hungry, go buy that person lunch. Or if he's thirsty, get him a drink. Your generosity will surprise him with goodness. Don't let evil get the best of you. Get the best of evil by doing good. This passage calls us to have radical kindness and hospitality and blessing of our enemies and forgiveness. One of the lines that stuck out to me was, be good friends who love deeply. Practice playing second fiddle. Oh Lord, help us not to be a people who need to toot our own horns. Help us to look at the good in the people around us and help us to celebrate that. Let's move on over now to Luke's Gospel, chapter 7. I'll be reading verses 1 through 10. The title in the Message paraphrase is A Place of Holy Mystery. When he finished speaking to the people, he entered Capernaum. A Roman captain there had a servant who was on his deathbed. He prized him highly and didn't want to lose him. When he heard Jesus was back, he sent leaders from the Jewish community asking him to come and heal his servant. They came to Jesus and urged him to do it, saying, "He deserves this. He loves our people. He even built our meeting place." Jesus went with them. When he was still quite far from the house, the captain sent friends to tell him, "Master, you don't have to go to all this trouble. I'm not that good a person, you know. I'd be embarrassed for you to come to my house. More embarrassed if you come in person. Just give the order and my servant will get well. I'm a man under orders. I also give orders. I tell one soldier, go, and he goes. Another, come, and he comes. My slave, do this, and he does it. Taken aback, Jesus addressed the accompanying crowd. I've yet to come across this kind of simple trust anywhere in Israel, the very people who are supposed to know about God and how he works. When the messenger got back home, they found the servant up and well. This is a beautiful story about a Roman centurion asking Jesus to heal his servant. He shows faith here. He shows humility. And then he says, you know, I'm not even worthy for you to enter into my household, but all you have to do is say the word. And Jesus just marvels at his great faith. So I ask you the question, what would it look like today for you to place simple trust in the Lord? Our final passage is Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10. God's name is a place of protection. Good people can run there and be safe. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. God is our refuge in trouble, and we can run to him. He is our strong tower, and we thank you, Lord Jesus, for being that for us. Let us go back over the passages just a bit. In Romans 12, we were commanded to bless our enemies and to repay evil with good. Lord, help us today to do these things. In Luke 7, we were amazed by the centurion's faith. And today we ask the Lord to help us to have simple trust. And in Proverbs 18, we were reminded that God is our strong tower. Where do we tend to run to instead of the Lord? Lord, help us to first remember our dependence upon you. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for this opportunity we have to read your word and to be together on this Wednesday to stop and pause and celebrate your goodness together. Wherever my family and friends are today, Lord, would you bless them and help them to know that you can be trusted in every area of our lives. Help us to see the goodness in others. Help us to play second fiddle. Help us to be hospitable and to find ways to engage others with the gospel message. Ultimately, knowing that if we're rejected by men, we can run to you because you're our refuge. And now may I bless my brothers and sisters with this blessing from Dr. Hull. Christ go before you to prepare a way of service. Christ go behind you to gather up all your efforts for his glory. Christ go beside you as leader and guide. Christ go within you as comfort and stay. Christ go beneath you to uphold with everlasting arms. Christ go above you to reign as Lord Supreme. Amen.